name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning I want to take a closer look at our two readings from the New Testament. The first from Paul's first letter to the church in Corinth, and the second from Luke's Gospel, the Gospel for this church year. Both have great depth to them, much wisdom, I think, and both need a little bit of unpacking to get our heads around them. So let's start with the reading from the Gospel. We are still early on in Luke's Gospel, right at the start of Jesus' ministry, where Jesus is aged 30. He has just returned from time in the wilderness, where he wrestled with temptation and what it means to follow the call of God and resist the call of the devil. You might be familiar with some elements of that struggle. After these famous tests about the use of power, of rule and authority, which he comes through unscathed and uncompromised, Jesus returns to Galilee, a place he knows well. He starts teaching in their synagogues, and we hear from Luke is praised by everyone, which is the first ever recording of a 5-star Google review. From Galilee, we learn he moves to Nazareth, his hometown, where he would have been amongst people he knows and loves, and who knew and loved him. And as he does each week, he goes to the synagogue and doesn't simply attend or sit passively, but rises to read from Scripture and then to teach from it as a teacher, scribe, or rabbi would. Jesus unrolls the scroll of Isaiah, and Luke writes that he reads directly from it. Well, sort of. In fact, St. Luke has Jesus reading from two parts of Isaiah, conflating them into one text, in a manner which suggests that Luke might just have an agenda here, which I'll come back to in a minute. Now, we might think it normal that Jesus would be on the reading roster at the synagogue. He's probably the rabbi's first choice for someone to read Holy Scripture, right? The Son of God, probably pretty good reading from the lectern. Surely he'd be pretty good at reading in front of people. He teaches and leads great numbers of people. But what is happening here is manifold. It's not just Jesus reading from Scripture. Jesus is assuming scribal authority. He is presuming a role in the life of the worshipping community, which has not been given to him, nor can we tell that he is prepared for. He is also presuming an elite role in this community. Reading and teaching in the synagogue was the role of the educated and the chosen to do so, a role which in Jesus' time spoke of an elevated position in the broader community. And this assumption of an elite role by Jesus gets Jesus into a lot of trouble throughout his ministry. We often hear of his run-ins with the scribes and the authorities as a result of this. Indeed, if we keep reading just this one chapter alone, we will read of how people are enraged by his interpretation of Scripture and his preaching in their synagogue. Indeed, we will find that Jesus interprets Scripture and teaches about God, which makes him many enemies. It would appear he is not alone in this type of effect of preaching. Back to the text itself, and as I mentioned, Luke has Jesus quoting Isaiah. Although intriguingly, Luke doesn't quote directly or indeed accurately. He leaves out Isaiah's mention of the day of vengeance, and he adds to this quote from another section of the prophet, which concerns freedom, forgiveness of sins, forgiveness of debt, and divine deliverance, which are all themes that are found right throughout Luke's Gospel. which suggests the reason for the edits that he made above. And we also hear that, quote, "Scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing," a profound thing for anyone to say. Scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Switching our attention now to the Corinthians reading, we are in chapter 12, right before perhaps the most famous section of that letter, chapter 13, containing that great excursus on the three virtues of the Christian life, faith and hope and love, which contain that famous line, "But the greatest of these is love," a favourite of weddings here and I think everywhere. And in his letter to the Corinthians, Paul is talking about the role and activity of the Holy Spirit.